Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Longhorn Legacy.
We're your hosts, Brody Rosengrantz,
Rain Thomas,
Joy West.
Hello, everybody. This is the first episode of the Longhorn Legacy.
Today, we are going to interview the three head administration here at Springfield School District.
There will also be a short sports segment, so be sure to stick around for that. Hello, everyone. Today, we have a special guest.
Hi, I'm Ginger Walker, high school principal.
All right, so we're just going to ask you a couple questions. The first one is, what has been your favorite memory of all your time at SHS?
That's a really difficult question. I have a lot of memories of SHS, both being a student and a teacher, then as a counselor and as a principal. But my favorite memories all revolve around being with students and the joy of learning and just having fun together.
All right, your next question is, will you please compare to us your old position as counselor to the new one you have as principal?
In some ways, my job hasn't changed all that much in that I still talk to students and I figure out what's not working about school for them and what we can do to make changes. The thing that has changed is that often I have to implement a negative consequence based on behavior. But I really try to make that more about behavior modification than punishment.
So why is Springfield High School the best place to be?
Springfield High School is the best place to be because of all the wonderful learning and the great people here. We have a wonderful staff of teachers. They're excited about what they're doing. They love kids. And that makes every day of work a joy.
What is your favorite part of your new position as principal?
Oh, my favorite part of being principal has to be that I get to tell Mr. Walker what to do.
So far, what is your least favorite part of being principal?
My least favorite part of being principal is discipline. I really would just prefer that students make wise choices.
What are the things that you have changed or implemented this year, and how do those affect students in the community?
I think we've made two important changes this year at Springfield High School, the first of which is the attendance policy. Because our attendance has been so poor over the last couple of years, we needed to implement a policy that ensured that students were here more days than they were gone. You've got to be in the seat in order to learn from this quality staff. And so that has had a positive impact on student education, I believe, but it has been a challenge for all of us getting used to deciding what kind of days we're missing. Are we missing discretionary days or documented days? And exactly what constitutes a documented day? So that's been quite a challenge. Another change that we've implemented this year is our Be a Longhorn slogan. And I think that that's had a positive impact. The adjectives and descriptors that students chose and put out there about being a Longhorn and what that means give us all a great reference point on where to go and how to just really have the very best school that we can have.
What are some of the most positive things that you have seen happen in the school this year?
I think the most positive thing that's happening is the desire of the student body to improve the culture of the school and just the practice that we are implementing to interact with students of all ages. When we move into our new school building in a couple of years, when everybody's in the same building, the upperclassmen are going to be in direct contact with elementary students, and that's going to have a huge impact on their behavior. It needs to have a huge impact on their behavior, and we need to practice that better behavior all the time. And so I've really been proud of student leaders who have stepped up to the plate and are really working hard with other students to make sure that we're able to make that transition to all being under one roof.
What is your number one goal for this school year, and how are you planning to achieve it?
I can't achieve this year's goal all by myself. My goal for the year is that we would all have a safe, productive school year in which we learn from all of the opportunities that are presented to us. And so that takes all of us showing up every day and taking full advantage of the opportunities in front of us. And I need the students' help with that. But as far as my actions, I'm going to encourage all of the students and all of the teachers every day to just give it our very best.
What challenges have we overcome this year at SHS so far?
I think the implementation of Be a Longhorn and the work that we've done to change our culture at the high school and junior high has been the biggest challenge. And I think that I can't say that we've overcome it yet, but I believe we're headed in the right direction. I think things are better now at the end of October than they were in August. And I think that our direction is just generally positive, and I'm excited that we're all working together to make that culture change happen.
And finally, what part of the new building are you most looking forward to?
Oh, the new building, that's going to be wonderful. I can't wait till we all move in there and we have that really exciting 21st century learning space for all of us. There are going to be so many wonderful elements of that to really encourage student learning. Probably the most exciting part of the new building for me is going to be the new commons area and cafeteria eating space. I think it's just going to be a beautiful space, and I can't wait to see it finish and to have the students really embrace that space as their own.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today. Is there anything else you would like to say before you part with us?
Just that it's a great year to be a Longhorn.
Okay, thank you, Miss Walker.
We have a special guest with us today.
Hi, my name is Jerianne Montoya. I'm the new elementary principal here at Springfield District.
All right, we'll start interviewing you with some questions. What part of the new building are you most excited for?
Probably most excited just that we're all going to be in one building. If I had to pick one room, it would probably be that art room that Mrs. Walker had a lot of input on, because it's going to be amazing.
What challenges have you overcome so far in your new job as principal here?
Well, I've been a teacher here for many years, and then I got out of education, and I actually have a master's degree in educational leadership. The biggest struggle I've had coming back is a lot of the laws have changed, a lot of the kids have changed, and so the learning curve is still going up, and there's just lots of changes, and so just getting used to being in a new role altogether and all the learning that goes with it. It's been great, but it's had some challenges for sure.
Okay. What is your number one goal for this school year, and how are you going to achieve it?
It's hard to pin down just one goal. I think just making sure that all of the teachers and staff, that we meld together as one, that we all have the same purpose, and that we're supporting each other and lifting each other up every chance we get.
What are some of the most positive things that you have seen happen in the school this year?
That would probably have to do with the students. And just seeing their growth, even just for the first 9 weeks, from the first few days of school to now, kids that struggle with either emotions or academics, it has been good to see their growth, and that's a wonderful thing.
What are some of the things that you have implemented or changed this year in your new role, and how do those affect your students and the community?
I came in not trying to change too many things, because there were so many good things in place already. And when you know you've got an uphill battle ahead of you with lots of changes, I think keeping as much the same as you can is more comfortable for people. But hopefully we'll be implementing a few changes along the way, which includes some of the PBS stuff, some of the perfect attendance, maybe really trying to reward those kids bigger. If they don't miss school for the entire year, I mean, that's a huge accomplishment. I'm very open to taking suggestions from students and teachers as well, because they're in it. We're all in it together.
So far, what have you noticed about this community that sets us apart from the rest?
I'm not sure that there's so much that sets us apart. I have seen the spirit of the school district seems to be very strong this year, and I appreciate that, because I know that's a lot of hard work from the student council and the high school student body. I was amazed to see the people at homecoming and posters at the football games. I love the fact that people aren't parking in their cars and they have to sit in the stands. It just seems like there's a louder, happier crowd out there.
What is your favorite part of your new job as principal?
I love that I get to call my classroom my office. And I still call it my classroom sometimes. I love getting to be able to watch the teachers interact with the students. We have some phenomenal teachers here. And I knew that already coming in, because I've worked here for so many years. I worked at the elementary and at the junior high, and there are phenomenal teachers in both buildings. and just being able to observe them and see how they interact with kids and seeing how they're reaching kids and those kids are achieving, that's a wonderful thing to see.
So far this year, what's been your least favorite thing you've had to do as principal?
I would say punishing students, especially younger kids. If they have to miss a reward for bad behavior, it breaks my heart. It's difficult, but if we can't keep them accountable, they're not going to learn.
Can you compare your new position to the old one you had?
I think both positions are hard. I think being a principal, I think it's really important that you are a teacher before you become a principal, because it gives you a huge understanding of how hard teachers have to work to get everything accomplished that they do in a day. I have an advantage there because I've taught from first grade up to high school. And so I've seen all of those grades and what all you have to put in to teach them. And although it's difficult teaching at the elementary, it's difficult teaching at the junior high and high school level. It's just different types of difficulty. And it gives me an appreciation of the teachers in a different light. And this job has its difficulties too, but I don't have to deal with all the kids all day long. I just have to deal with a few of them. And in that sense, it's easier.
Well, I think that's just about all of the questions we have for you. Thank you for coming in today, and we hope to interview you again soon.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to come in here and visit with me. I have to say that I'm very happy to be here, and I'm excited for the new things and new changes to come to our school district, and I don't know what else to say. I'm glad to be here.
All right, thank you.
Hello, we have a special guest today.
Hello, Springfield Longhorn Country. I'm Shelley Swain. I am the superintendent of schools here in Springfield School District.
All right, today we're just going to start off by asking you a couple questions. The first one is, what was your first impression of Springfield?
My first impression of Springfield is that it is a good community. I like the main street. I am impressed with the homes. I know that's not every home, but let's face it, everybody seems to take care of each other. And again, the Main Street activity to me is outstanding.
What do you think sets Springfield apart from other schools?
We have a unique student body. We have a unique student body in that we have some students who struggle, and we have some students who excel. And I would say that the most students we have, or the largest group of those students, is those who excel. That being said, it's hard sometimes to see that, because at-risk folks tend to take all of our attention. Like, we want to help. We're humans. So wanting to help is something that I've noticed. And I think that's a part of what sets us apart, because we have a great student body. It's unique.
Okay, so what made you take this job?
all of those things. I'm a woman of faith, and so I am driven by my prayer and meditation. And I was just drawn here. I was drawn to want to be the leader of this school district and to become a leader, I hope, in our community over the years to come.
Okay, what has been the most challenging thing you've had to do as superintendent so far?
Oh, most challenging thing as superintendent. To be honest, I had the inheritance. Like, I always say, I'm spending my inheritance. So I've inherited a school district that that has great awesomeness, but also some really hard challenges. And so probably the hardest thing is in that inheritance is to understand our school has recently come through a very rough time with relationships, whether that's because the relationship was between the board and the community, or the board and the staff, or the district and students. And so that's been a hard inheritance to accept, but also you know, I'm a fixer, so I want to fix it. You know, I want to make it better.
All right. What are some things that you've changed or implemented this year, and how do those affect the students and the community here?
Well, the first thing was, in July, we had a work session with our Board of Education, and we established three focus areas so that we could actually set some goals and strategically get better instead of just winging it every day. So those areas are accountability, compassion and connectedness of our staff and community engagement. And so purposefully implementing those things with the board, I think, has been a great opportunity for us as a staff, and I hope as a community, to really connect. The other thing that I get a lot of praise for or good feedback on is 6 minutes with Swain. The 6 minutes with Swain YouTube is something that I've implemented as a communication device for our community, and many students have told me they love it, and many staff have told me they love it, and many in our community have said they love it.
So what drove you to become a superintendent?
I chuckle because I didn't know I wanted to be a superintendent. I wanted to be I thought I was going to be a high school or middle school principal for the rest of my life, but honestly, I wanted to be in a small rural school, and small rural schools don't often hire just high school principals. They have to have a superintendent that can also be a principal. And so I got my superintendent licensure and did my coursework through Fort Hays State University, knowing that I wanted to either become a special ed director or I wanted to become a superintendent in a small school just like this, and I had to give myself the opportunity to do that.
What is your number one goal for this year, and how are we going to achieve it?
Is survival a goal? We want to survive, but at the same time, we want to move from just surviving to thriving. And so my number one goal is to get the strategic plan in place with our Board of Education, and to own it as a staff, to own it as a community, and to own those properties also as a student body.
So as, of course, you know, we are getting a new school. What part of that building are you the most excited for?
All of it. It's so amazing to see that that students and staff, and therefore our community, is going to have something of such high quality, to be revered, to be respected, and to see and know that education in Springfield is a professional expectation. And the place in which we do that, not just the people that do it, but the place in which we do that, is important to make that happen. So I am super excited about that piece of our climate being outstanding.
All right. Well, that is all the questions that we have for you today. Thank you for coming on.
Hey, it's a great day to be a Longhorn. Go be awesome today.
Welcome to the sports segment of this podcast.
As of recording, we have finished out our football season and we won our last game, so that's great. It was a really good win. Our football season has come to an end and we are ready for the basketball season. I know a lot of my peers have been excited and we think we're gonna have a really good year, so make sure to come out to all the games and support your Springfield Longhorns.
Thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Longhorn Legacy. Be sure to tune in next week to see what we have in store.